Nolte, Woke Struggle Session Kills Marvel's Blade Reboot. By John Nolte on July 20, 2026. Marvel chief Kevin Feige admitted on a recent podcast that he feels like a gigantic loser and failure that we didn't get off the ground with a Blade reboot that had been in the works at Marvel going back to 2021. The Blade reboot was a greenlit movie. Two-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali had been offered and accepted the title role previously played by the mighty Wesley Snipes in three well-received movies between 1998 and 2004. Multiple screenwriters, as many as six, were hired. Two directors, some reports say three, came and went. The movie was added to the 2023, then the 2024, then the 2025 release schedule. Then it all fell apart. Now, I ask you, what is so difficult about making a movie about a cool-as-hell black guy killing vampires? The answer is simple, nothing. I'm not saying it's easy. But when you consider the genre, the subject matter, cool-as-hell black guy kills vampires, and the fact that the character and his world are already well-established, there is no reinventing the wheel here. All you need is a solid plot backed by a solid execution of that plot. So what went wrong? Woke, what else? Read on. In a breakdown by Variety's Tatiana Siegel, it's being said that Marvel's Blade reboot was originally headed in a very different direction than what most fans would expect from a Blade film with multi-Oscar winner Mahershala Ali as its titular character. The report claims that the story at one point morphed into a narrative led by women and filled with life lessons, and that Blade was relegated to the fourth lead of the film. Blade was gonna be the fourth lead in a Blade movie. You see, Disney is run by woketards. Disney owns Marvel. Kevin Feige has become a woketard. And woke demands that men, especially swaggering, masculine, cool-as-hell men like Blade, be sidelined by a narrative led by women and filled with life lessons. In other words, what should have been a fairly easy box office hit to write and produce became a woke struggle session because woke Marvel just can't bring itself to produce what the fans want, which is a cool-as-hell black guy killing vampires. A Blade movie where Blade acts like Blade violates the woke Bible. He must be emasculated, sidelined, and taught life lessons by the ladies. And not hot ladies. We all know it that the three female leads would be made up of a lesbian, a fatty, and a biological male who identifies as an ugly woman. At the same time, that approach equals box office catastrophe. And Marvel cannot afford another box office bomb. So, instead of making a cool-as-hell movie about a cool-as-hell black guy killing vampires, Marvel killed the whole thing, killed an easy-peasy box office hit.